All right, I'm going to talk about eight reasons why people are poor. I didn't make this up. I saw this as a post. I have it on my Instagram right now, on my stories, and I may post it on my reels. But let's go over this as far as why people are poor. I'm not sure the word poor. I think maybe unsuccessful. I think that's a better term. Not to say that, you know, this can't contribute to you being poor, but I would say definitely not being successful at what you're trying to do and shit like that. So let's go over it. So eight reasons why I'm gonna call it why you're not successful. Number one is procrastination. Let's talk about procrastination. Are you guys procrastinators? What have you done or haven't done this year? Past 2 years. This was a fucking pandemic. And did you procrastinate even then? Did you not take advantage of the time? Shit, I've written a fucking poetry book. I'm getting that going. Like, I'm doing things. I've done things. My wife went back to school. What are you doing? What do you want to do? What have you procrastinated on? Or are you a procrastinator just every single fucking day? Do you hit that snooze button instead of just getting up and rocking and rolling? Right? Do you avoid cleaning your fucking house? You have a dirty ass fucking house. You know, do you talk a lot of shit but have no action behind you? Like, procrastination is the killer of all types of shit. So you have to make sure you have those ideas and move forward with it, right? So let's look at number two. Indecision. Not making a sound decision. Not making a decision, period. That's a death nail, I think, right there. Procrastination is definitely part of a death nail. I think indecision. So you have an idea. You have a dream. Great. Fuck your dream. Fuck your idea. You can't make a fucking decision for the life of you. That's going to be a fucking problem. You're so afraid of the failure part of it instead of the learning factor from it. And you choose to be indecisive. Right? Or you're just one of those people of the, I don't know. I don't know whether I should go with this or with that. I don't know. Make a fucking decision. Find out what's wrong, right or wrong. Learn from it. I'm going to move on from that, but that one pisses me off. Right? All right. Fear of rejection. Number three, fear of rejection. This could be in dating. This could be anything, right? Excuse me. I have like a little cold going on right now. But this could be anything. Fear of rejection. Why are you being so... Right? So you play out the whole scenario, right? Of you being successful, making it, maybe not successful, but you're trying to go forward and try to make it. And you stop yourself because you just put the rejection up there already. You already rejected yourself before even if you find out you may not get rejected or you may get rejected. Again, I have to contact 100, maybe over 100 agents to see if they want to represent me. There's going to be a lot of rejection there. I'm not going to get the first hit, right? I'm okay with that. I want to go through the process of finding out what I need to do. How do I write a better proposal for my book? I want to go through that rejection process. I want to see if it hurts. See, piss me the fuck off to go after even more. That's what it does for me. I get pissed the fuck off. I get mad. I get angry. I want it now. I want it not later. I want it now. Let's get this shit done. What do I need to do? You know what I'm saying? I'm getting tight right now. I can't even get upset. I didn't think I read this. I was like, oh wow, this would be a great topic. Now I'm getting upset. I hope you're getting upset. Right? let's move on to number four. A 3-minute enthusiasm. What does that mean? That means that you can get super fucking excited. You're that person who likes to start shit, right? Super excited, can't wait to get it started. And then because it's going to take it longer for you to complete something, now you're like, oh, it's done. My inspiration is gone. I have no more motivation. Let me tell you something. You better employ some discipline. I've been saying this for years on my podcast. Motivation or inspiration is very fickle. It's very temporary. It's like a quick fucking high. You have to employ discipline. Because if you don't employ discipline, you'll never move forward for the long haul. It's the long game, not the short game. So your 3-minute enthusiasm is a problem. You're going to keep on starting something else and not finishing it because the high is gone. You're a fucking idiot. Number five, right? Cowardice. Wow. Number five is cowardice. That means you're a chicken shit. You're too fucking afraid. Right? You're just afraid. You want to do something. You know, you have the skill set, maybe the talent even. And you're just cowardice about it. You just you can't go on. That's a fucking problem. Do you want to continue working where you're fucking working at? Do you want to continue living the lifestyle that you're living right now? Do you continue to want to live without options for yourself? That you have to work in these confines because you're choosing to be a coward instead of someone who has strength and that's going to push on and create their own path? I can't fuck with you. Can't. Number six. Always looking for excuses. Oh, I love this person. Of why I can't do something or it's not the right time. I got this going on. It's not the right time. It's excuse after excuse. I don't have the money. Right? This is something that's seriously going to be damaging to your mindset. Your state of mind. If you're not going to go after your dreams, then don't talk about it. Don't mention it to me. If you're going to give me a bunch of fucking excuses of why you can't start some shit. If you got to go to school, go to school. Get a new skill. You can learn so much shit online for free. But the excuses, I don't have enough time. No, I got to take my kid to a soccer practice. And, oh, my wife, you know, I don't have time. I got to do this for her. And, oh, I don't have time. No, I have this other thing. You never have fucking time. You have plenty of fucking time. You just, on the other hand, do not know how to fucking handle your fucking time. And that's the fucking problem right there. That's the motherfucking problem. Let's go on to number seven. Right? So number seven, after excuses, is avoiding reality. Ooh, I like this one. Avoiding reality. Right? Not wanting to face reality. The reality is, it's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. The reality is, you're going to fall flat on your face or stumble or trip. That's part of your success. The reality is also the greatness that may come out of all of that, out of the ashes of your failures and your trials and tribulations. But you're not willing to do it. You're not willing to go after it. Because you don't want to face the reality of shit. You know, the made-up world you fucking came up with, it's great inside your head. You dream about it, don't you? And it's perfect inside your dream until the real world comes through and you're like, oh shit. That's when that cowardice and indecisiveness comes in. Fucking pussy, fucking coward. Let's go to the next one. That's right. This list makes me pissed off. 8. Refusing to learn. I love this one. So you want to actually do something and not become an expert at it. Makes no sense to me. I am a writer. For me to become a writer, I have to write. Knowing that, I have to read other people's work. Knowing that, I want to join groups that's with people who like to write and do poetry and gather with them and make friends and learn from them. If I was selling a type of product, I would have to learn about that product, in and outs of it, the benefits of it, the pros and cons of it. Why is my product the best of it, right? So this is where you have to educate yourself. You have to fucking learn. And if you don't plan on learning, just don't continue to live, honestly. Because I'm tired of people. I've been realizing a lot. I've been talking to a lot of people and bumping into people, and y'all don't know shit. Your motherfuckers ain't educating yourself. Like, you don't stop educating yourself after you graduate high school or college. You have to continually educate yourself about what's going on in this world. And educate yourself on the particular subject matter that you're interested in. If you're a musician, I want you to know about music. I need you to appreciate different types of music. I want to be able to talk to you and you tell me some shit that I feel like is boring as fuck, but sounds fucking fun as hell to you. Have you met that person before that talks up a particular subject like it's the best in the sliced bread and you don't understand how the fuck they have a passion for it, but they make it sound so appealing because they're in love with it. They eat, breathe, and shit that subject. That's all they fucking do. And they become a master craftsman at their craft. By learning, that means you also have to teach. That's how you know that you fucking know the stuff. I'm telling you, man. This list of eight things really fucking pissed me off today. And I had to get on the podcast. Refusing to fucking learn, the last one. Refusing to learn. Number 8. Man, that's so fucking true. You guys want to keep on being fucking dumbasses out there. That's fine. You know what? That's fine for me. Because that means that there's more money on the table for me to fucking take. That's it. That's how I look at it. Less fucking competition. Easier for me to move in. That's right. How else the fuck do you feel about that? I feel that's fucking insane. That you let that shit happen. That you don't want to be fucking successful at all. At fucking all. That's it for the list. Those are the 8 fucking items. But man, y'all have some fucking work to do. Because y'all got to get out there and start doing your shit. You got to get out there and make shit fucking happen for yourself. You got to stop making these fucking excuses. There's bullshit already out there. I want you to succeed. But do you want to succeed? If you're afraid of the success, then why talk up all these fucking stupid shit you be talking up? I don't understand. Make me understand, people. It's crazy. But you have to do your thing. Right? And what is that? What is your thing? Well, I guess this podcast wasn't that long. I'm not going to keep on beating a dead horse. If you're a bullshit artist, stay a bullshit artist. If you're a lazy motherfucker, stay a lazy motherfucker. If you're someone who just can't get started because you have excuse after excuse, you'll figure it out. Make it happen. There's plenty of people who have worse situations than you and they fucking came out of it a million times fold better after it because of the struggles they went through. They didn't let their struggles define who they are. They fought through them and they started taking control of their fucking life. It's a very, very easy concept. But are you willing to do the hard work? Are you willing to spend the fucking time doing it every single day? Discipline, my people. Discipline. I cannot stress that enough. You know, it took me a lot of discipline to sit on my ass to write those fucking poems every fucking day. That took discipline, especially when I did when I'm fucking writing some days. That took fucking discipline. Then I also loved how I wrote these, some of these poems. I wrote the best poems when I didn't want to do it. That's why you do it every fucking day. That's why you fucking steel sharpen steel. Remember that shit. Steel sharpen steel. Don't want to fucking learn. That stupid shit I've heard in my life. But you wouldn't be an entrepreneur. You wouldn't be this big, bad motherfucker. But you want to fucking, don't want to learn shit. Shit. That's my fuck. Okay, that shit pissed me off. All right, guys. I'm out. These were the 8 reasons why people are not successful. Peace.